Developing tonight, less than 2 weeks after the IRS blamed a computer crash for wiping out evidence in a congressional investigation, it is deja vu all over again. Today, the EPA, yet another federal agency, says it too had a big crash and cannot provide the emails critical to an investigation by the House Oversight Committee. Why not? It's working for the IRS. Trace Gallagher has more from our West Coast Bureau. Trace.
Megan, the missing emails involve Pebble Mine, a controversial project to mine for copper and gold in Alaska. Critics say the mine will damage the salmon population. Supporters say it would provide needed jobs and that current mining technologies eliminate negative impacts on the environment. Documents show this man, Philip North, a former EPA employee in Alaska, was working to kill the project as far back as 2008. The House Oversight Committee is investigating whether Mr. North and other government officials were in cahoots with Alaska tribal leaders and environmental groups, and that when the EPA ultimately vetoed Pebble Mine, it did so because of undue influence, not sound science. The committee has been trying for months to speak with Philip North, but they can't because he retired, hired a lawyer, and went AWOL. At last check, he was somewhere in New Zealand refusing to cooperate. And now they can't check his emails because his hard drive crashed in 2010, which apparently was a big year for government computer crashes. Here's the EPA administrator trying to explain. Listen.
Were all his emails preserved according to the Federal Records Act?
I think we have notified the appropriate authorities that we may have some emails that we cannot produce that we should have kept.
So
notified that.
I'm not aware
that
you
whether we can recover all these or not.
So